Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some, introduce to others. They call him Coach. They call him the Love Guru. They call him Doc. The Professor. The host with the most. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith.
Back, because you know, we're just getting those kickbacks
sometime on the internet. But I'm gonna see, can I make her live now? Let me see, can we get her here? Sarah Scarlett, how are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. We have an old, you know, that thing take in and out, and I have to reboot up. But I see you here, and hang in there with me. Now we gotta make sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to hang in there. I've had that respiratory stuff going around, so I'm recovering, but I'm feeling much better and glad to be with you tonight. My voice may go in and out as well as this call.
Okay. I really appreciate you hanging in, and I will introduce her. She's one thing I will make sure for each one of the calls I introduce, but I wanted to make sure she was on the line because I had to reboot up. See, sometimes you have technical difficulties. You just can't give up. It's so amazing. All the other social media sites, I don't have that problem with. Maybe Instagram. But all the other ones don't have it. It's just that sometimes coming out of New York, that's what we're broadcasting out of, and sometimes we have those problems, the technical problems. But we work through it. Just hang on in there. I just ask my co-host to do that, and I'm going to make sure now I take this opportunity to introduce her like we normally do. This young lady hails from the great state, this time of South Carolina. She's a former administrator, counselor, educator, and just former person that's loved by where she served the public in the education sector. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other than Scarlett Harvey Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm going to hang in there, and good to be with you tonight, and hope you had a wonderful, and our audience had a wonderful Thanksgiving break.
And truly, truly, I did, and I same thing she shared with you. We asked of you, hey, how was your Thanksgiving? Exactly what you asked for. Was able an opportunity to be blessed and do so with your family. Had a long weekend, but some people had a long week out. So the thing about it, we do pray that you had a truly blessed, a truly thankful Thanksgiving, as well as we get into holiday season now. It's time to get excited for Christmas now. So whatever
That's
you
right.
guys take time to enjoy yourself. But we want to share with you tonight because this is our show that we focus truly on just plain old life issues. See, we look at topics from block to block, neighborhood to neighborhood. We may bring international and national topics and state topics in here, district and so on, but our focus is on how it affects you in your community, how these things we want to talk about. We got three areas we want to focus on: the United We Stand. Now, the title in itself is enough for you to think about, but before I go into it, I was giving a shout-out to those individuals that joined us. We have LaWanda Tate from Bomberg joining us. Thank you, LaWanda, so much. And I'm looking, LaWanda, like you're a member of Babies, Baby Five Babies Reward Incorporated. I see it there, so I'm going to give a shout-out. It's small, but I'm doing my best with the little vision I have to see. So we'll give you that shout-out. Me and a member of the Blue and White family. Russo Sadara Harende is joining us. We have quite a few that we want to give a shout-out to. Paydeen Shokanoff, Amara Awan, Sandra Cardoso, Nightmare _ NE9, thank you. Gay of Spade. We have 1966 Sexy G Mama. All right, then. April Williams, 815. Lagarde, is this Lagarde's X? Thank you so much. Brandon. Weight loss, Brandon Webb, one weight loss. User joining us. Soul Traveler 13, thank you for joining us. Alfred 445-6919-475-7 is calling out like numbers, 37. And another user, along with Robin Bird, K23. That's joining us. Thank you so much. As soon as they come in, we want to give a shout. I mentioned earlier, Zeta _ MeCat _ IE joining us. Thank you so much for being a part. So Well, Scarlett, we want to kind of get started with tonight's show is, I tried to, we really wanted to do this show a while ago, and I just didn't put it, I just put it in the archives and I brought it back, and it was entitled United We Stand. We're talking about where we are with unity. If we unite, we have a chance to be successful. If we continue to fight and be divided, then we will have a tendency to fall, because nothing divided it has can sustain what it needs to sustain if you are a whole. So if you continue to, we continue to be in these situations, then United We Stand sound good when we come and sing the song and we start the introduction as I played the beginning. Yes, it is if we come together, but if we're not willing to come together, then we're going to have challenges, and it's going to take everybody to work. It's not one side, whoever the half is working with the other half, but we got to work together. Not everybody trying to get their own reason or blaming the other person. When we say united as a, and Scarlett know for a fact, in education, if we're not working together, we're not going to succeed. No matter what we try to do, we can't succeed at the goals, whether it's a 5-year plan, whether it's a 2-year plan, or whether it's a 10-year plan. If we don't unite and work together, if we don't have full buy-in by everybody, then we're going to have some challenges to do what we need to do. So tonight we wanted to talk about some topics that focus first of all in the educational world, because it's so important that we begin to drill and continue to some things that we've been drilling, but people not listen. But if you ever served in a capacity, even in the church as a Sunday school teacher, or you may volunteer as an educator or a teacher, or you consider doing that, or teaching in your home, because we're all about block by block. So if you're teaching in your home, you still have to be a teacher. So you have to understand that it has to be a sense of importance. When we don't make education a sense of importance, then you are not going to be able to accomplish the many goals that you set forth. So my first title, the first topic we want to focus on is why education is important. Why is education important for success? And we really got to drill it in, because Scarlett, I'm going to let you jump in a minute, but I want to kind of share some things. In this area, I mean, there's a major concern because of a lot of violence in our school. Concern is that our children is not getting a free and appropriate education because of things like violence, some things like people not attending school, lack of the leadership, or the stress that's on teachers, the shortage of teachers, not having the funding to do what they need to do. So we have to stress that education is very important. But it's how important is it to you? It's important to you, and it will trickle down to the people you have close contact with. So we have to always keep that in mind. Scarlett, you can jump in right there. Why is education important for success? About, you know, the fight to be united, as we said, we have to be educated enough to understand everything that's going on. Share your thoughts on that.
Well, I agree with everything you just said. Can you hear me okay? Because my voice is going in and out. You can. Okay, great. Everything you just said hits it right on the head. You can't lead and understand anything if you're not going to be there to get the knowledge that you need to get you where you're going. You can't go just emptiness. You got to have something inside yourself, inside your comprehension skills, and being able to reason and being able to understand to where you're trying to get to. And back during the day, and I know, you know, folks get tired sometimes of hearing about back during the day, but when you think about your parents and your grandparents and those that didn't have one-tenth of what we have today, and the main thing was getting the main thing and being about the main thing was making sure that their kids and their grandkids were able to read and write and get an education. it's just amazing how, you know, our ancestors, through all of what they went through and picking cotton and all these other things that they had to go through just to make and scratch out a living, but they wanted to make sure that the future generations had the opportunities that they never had, and they sacrificed and they worked hard to make sure that all of us in this present age, and after we're off the scene, the next present age, have, you know, had everything that they needed to succeed. I don't know what's happened. We've lost our sense of community in some areas. We've lost our sense of empathy and reaching out to help others. We've lost our sense of purpose, and we have forgotten our history because it's being convoluted now. So what little history that some of us did know, you know, in about 5 or 6 years, that won't even be present. It'll all be rewritten, and it won't be what we thought we knew and taught what we know took place and happened. But if we don't go back, like you said, from day one on the show, we talked about block by block, and that there's no one on a white horse in a suit of armor coming down, charging down the street to save us. We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to reach back and continue our efforts in every way that we can to bring those along with us and even surpass us in order to keep our legacies and our generations aware of where we were, where we are, and where we need to be. But we got to get back to this sense of community, support for one another, and not keep trying to hold each other down.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Scarlett, on that, because you hit it on the head, and we have to really, what we do, the individuals that are considered to be part of the still on earth of the silent generation, baby boom generation, and even to the sense of Generation X, we're going to have to make sure the history we know is never being able to be removed, even if it's by each other. And sometimes I think that we are in a situation where a younger generation thinks that history should start when they come up with technology. History didn't start with coming up with technology. But let's get back to education. Education empowers you. See, when you, it not only helps you as an individual, but it gives you a positive impact on the greater good of your family, of your community, and your country. So why is education so important for success? Not only just the impact it'll be on you, but it'll be on your family generation after generation after generation after generation. What I think, Scarlett, I would say is that what happened is something that I was allowed to share on this show before, that my grandparents and my mom shared with me all the way back to 1849. We don't do that. And the problem I have, like, we lost the ability to find out because we never asked those people who come before us, she said, what you went through, what happened. Where our history starts, and that's education. And I do the same thing. I share with my daughters. I share with my, especially my middle girl. I always share with her about so she can carry it on, so our history won't be lost. And for our history for us to continue to be educated, we got to go lean on the facts of the ones way before us. It's amazing. I saw a quote reading. Where Francis Bacon wrote, he said, the more one knows, the more one will be able to control events.
This is amen, that's true.
Francis Bacon, the more one knows, that means you.
Right.
Tell my everybody right on here, the more you know, the more you will be able to control events. If you choose not to look back at your history and study your history, then you can't control events. Someone else will control your events. you ever heard this, but being myself in history, when they always ask, what's your concentration area? I would tell them history. Man, why are you going to go in history? That's boring. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That was my favorite, English and history.
And yes, that's awesome right there. See, English and being able to learn all areas of English and literature so you can articulate and tie it into history, because you're not going to be successful in history or know the history until you're able to read, which is part of our English concept, read and comprehend. If you can't do that, you're not going to be able to understand history. And I think that was the reason why most folks were so, man, why are you going to go into history? That's crazy, man. Don't go in there, go into something else. But I try to tell them, I want to know about my past.
Amen.
My position is today. So I'll be in a better position in the future.
Let me tell you something they did at my church 2 months ago.
Yes.
We had a Legacy Sunday. I've never seen this done before. This is a new church for us, so I've never seen it done before. But they invited all the families of the church, past, present, and future, to be there that particular Sunday. It had to be about close to 300 people in the church that Sunday. And what they did, they had all of us to stand up, and they kept passing on these, like an imaginary stole being placed around your neck onto the next generation. And it started back in the 1800s, and it kept coming forward. And as you got this imaginary stole around your neck, you would turn and then pass it on to the next person or the next generation. It was very moving. And like I said, I've never seen it done before, ever. But it was something that I will never forget. It was just a very inspiring, and trying to make sure that this generation knew their legacy, their history, and how they came to be, you know, and the giant contributions that have been made in that community to keep inspiring them to never let that go. So I just wanted to pass that on, because I've never seen anything like it, but it was something else. It really was.
And it's so important what she's sharing, because that's block by block. See,
that's block by block. Mm-hmm.
You start in your neighborhood. Start in your homes. That's why this show originated. It was all about talking about life issues. And we wanted it for block by block. So we focus on issues that you have to deal with. It's amazing. Scarlett, I'm going to tell you, several people, I want them to type in comments. And several people are responding, and I really appreciate them typing in comments. And a couple of them are a lot of families, and this one I thought is others, but I'm going to read this one. A lot of families have disconnected lives with no clear point. And I understand where we're talking about why education is important for success. If you have a disconnect in your block by block, which is your home, you cannot get out in the public and operate like you know what you're doing. Because you're already and separated and put yourself in a situation where you lack the opportunity to be successful. Never disconnect to the foundation. See, education is the foundation.
Yeah.
It is the key foundation to empowerment. It's the key foundation to something Thomas Jefferson said many blue moons ago. And he said, knowledge is power.
So knowledge is power.
Why is education important to success? Which includes your lineage of individuals in your life, which includes your history, which includes what you're learning today. It includes all that put in so you can empower yourself. Because knowledge is power. And if you have knowledge, you can control what direction you go.
And who controls your direction?
Come on now. See, I was getting to that. See, we're talking about united we stand. See,
mm-hmm.
the problem is, your events in your life is it because you don't have the empowerment. You don't have the understand that education is the key to your success. See, if you understand education, that allows you the ability to critical think. It allows you to effectively communicate. See, that's what it does for you. But when you fight it and let somebody else tell you what to do, tell you how you're supposed to do it, then you are under the control of someone else.
Amen.
And it's not always somebody in your home. It could be somebody far, far. You don't even have no connection with them, no more what somebody tells you should have a connection. See, when we're talking about education, you have to take the basic education. 1 + 1 = 2. You remember a long time ago, Scarlett, I know you've been in education as long as I have. 3 R's. Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
There you go.
We're talking about you got to be able to read, which have levels of reading, things that follow up other reading that helps you to able to understand what you just read. Then writing is what you have read, you're able to write it down legibly. Let me talk. Now you got people now, you wouldn't believe, Scarlett, in college still printing their name.
Well, that's why this cursive writing, how in the world people let local school districts and people, legislators, take cursive writing out of the schools. I wouldn't do it. They wanted us to turn our books and stuff in, and we kept a couple of sets of books. We were still teaching cursive writing because you don't print a contract. You write your hand signature. Your signature is in cursive writing,
exactly.
You know. And you're going to be doing contracts. I don't care what it is. You go to rent an apartment. You got to fill out the contract. You buy a house. You got to fill out the contract. You get loans. You got to fill out the contract. And then you got to be able to comprehend what you're reading before
exactly.
you sign it. Because you can't come back later on like some of these entertainers and stuff said, well, I didn't know. I didn't know what I was signing. My manager handled that for me. But you better make sure the manager got good sense and can read and write too, you know, or not trying to take something from you, you know. So it all comes full circle. But unfortunately, sometimes, Doc, we don't see the circle until it's too late.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
yes, ma'am.
And then you look for the white horse and the person in the armor, you know, coming down the road full steam trying to save you. We run
exactly.
out of safe that can save us.
Exactly.
We got to save ourselves. And there's some of our things that we got to do.
That's it. She hit it on the head. So we can no longer wait for somebody to come from the top down to help us. We got to work from the grassroots up. And the thing about it is, someone wrote, and I appreciate it, and that's kind of a vision on it is Dubai. It's a long, and so many words, but if they wrote it, I won't give them a shout out. They can come and correct me. They said they had no investment in education with cursive writing after the fourth grade. What can I tell you? You have some people. I know now, if you were in college still printing your name, when we write the paper, you instead of you writing the paper, you printing the paper, I'm telling you, I deal with that today.
Oh, my God.
And see, I'm telling you, it's
yes.
not about what somebody's saying at the top, because they got theirs. See, back to the old saying. You remember that saying, you may not have heard it started, but I heard it. Teachers used to tell people because, you know, you're not getting it. They said, well, you know, I'm not understanding. Well, you better go, you better get it. No, I got mine. You need to get yours. See, the thing about it, that means that it puts the weight on everybody. So education is so important. for our success. Not only what Thomas Jefferson said, knowledge is power, because once you have power, you can deal with things. Your knowledge allows you the opportunity to do so many things. We also have to make sure our parents and our grandparents, what knowledge they have, they can give us. We that knowledge is taken. And see, the thing about it, we got so that we don't need generations before us. I have seen this happen because I run across some people because they have TikTok. Let me just say, because they have a supercomputer, they gonna challenge the knowledge. When I tell them, I said, I was doing the time when integration came in. Oh, you know, Dr. But they said something while they're not getting back. I know I was there. Hear what I'm saying. Because we are a generation different. And I've been there.
We were there. This is not something somebody told us. We lived this history.
Come on.
We lived this history.
Because they got that supercomputer. They can go type in one word and they can give them everything. They want to tell you.
Well, then we need to be worried about artificial intelligence now, this AI. Because after a while, some of these jobs that used to be with this supercomputer stuff is also going to be obsolete, because AI is going to take over a little bit of everything, and this is coming quicker than what anyone can imagine. So you can still sit here with a fourth grade, printing your name and not understanding what's going on in the world around us. Because this is global now. It's beyond just being an American. We're in a global community, and you got to have global skills. And sitting there printing, a college-level student, and printing and can't write a cursive sentence, that is downright shameful in this day and time. It's almost like going back to slavery when the master didn't want you to read and write. And our grandparents had to sneak and do whatever they could, and great-grandparents, to learn how to read and write as much as they could, you know. So when people are writing in these laws and legislations and policies and procedures, well, we don't need to have any more cursive writing after the fourth grade, why do you think they're doing that? You see, we've got to get into another mindset, you know. Why do you think people are doing that? Because the less you know, the better off it is for everybody else.
Exactly. And that's the way it works. The less you know, I can control you. That's why
I can control you.
Like Francis Bacon said, the more one knows, he has a greater opportunity to control the events in his life. And I tell people now, I'm trying to read as we talk, some of the statements that's here, because I want us to be interactive. We have one said, parents will say that I got mine. That's amazing that my parents said that, and they're not working with their children to make sure the children get it. The next one is, I received my degree from the sole purpose of escaping a community that would sooner see me dead. That's prospering and supporting my own. And that was, again, this is Dubai Lady Laxity Tours. Thank you so much. I had a chance to read
it. Yeah.
And she also wrote, I had to make a certain income to price them out so I could ensure my safety. That was the sole reason for getting an education. See, education increased life expectancy.
It certainly does. Yeah, you better believe that the medical community is very well aware of that, too. The medical community, those that control whether or not you're going to get the medicines that you need, or they're just going to push you to the side. Because, see, there's some folks that they don't think, you know, can really know too much. You get pushed to the side. And that's in just about everywhere you go now. So you got to know and be able to communicate even with your doctors and everywhere else you go about your own health and your own prosperity and your safety. You know, another thing. You know, that these are things you just have to know. And again, no one's coming down the neighborhood on a white horse to save us.
Come on.
We have got to do it, like you said, Doc, from the ground up, and stop waiting for the top to come down. The top is not coming down anymore.
No, they're not. No, it's not. So we have to keep that in mind. The top is not coming down for you. They'll come down to get something from you, but what are they giving back to you? And you have to require that. And that's why I said the grassroots level, we have to bring it the real deal and put everything in place and that we understand so we can work our way up, because that's the only way we're going to be. But you have to attain that knowledge of power. So you can't sit around and expect someone to tell you what you need to write down or who you need to do this for. You need to be able to make decisions on your own. And that goes to putting yourself in a situation in regards to social emotion. And see, that's a process that's happening with a lot of us right now. In education, we deal with things like all the things that we encounter that causes us not to function in school. But we're going to have to work on our social-emotional learning, and that's that SEL. But we'll be back on the next segment talking about that. I want to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors who took time to work with us, and I have to make sure we do that because, see, a lot of these gifts and these trips, hotel stays, they work tremendously hard with various organizations to make sure that we have these gifts. And it's TriStat LLC. We're going to play their promise.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
That's a nice commercial. That's a very nice commercial.
LLC is a consulting firm that works with you in research and before 3-8. That's his sales number. He also mentioned his office number as well. But truly give him a call and say you with authoring either administrating a loan or administrating. He worked with everything. He will work with you to get you in a position to be successful. So truly, we thank them for being a sponsor. Now, he was a major contributor to our hotel stays. He, made sure that we could have it, because right now we're going to have three during this holiday. We're going to have more than three, but the three main ones are international trips. We got a 5-night, 6-days to Paris, France. We're going to pay for the hotel stay now. That's going to run about $3,500. And then Dubai, we got a 5-night, 6-days, and we'll take care of the hotel stay. And that was right at about $4,200. And then Bali, we got a great opportunity, 5 nights and 6 days to go there, and hotel stay will be taken care of for those five nights, and that one is running right at about $4,200 as well. So this gentleman is working hard, and we want you to support what he's doing. That's TriStat LLC, along with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace, and don't play there, L&T Star Wars Lawn Service. We got to make sure we give them a shout-out as well. In doing this, we couldn't be able to do this without them, so we thank you all. We want y'all to continue to send your hearts up. I've seen several go up. Let's see some more hearts over here on TikTok, on Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook. Let's see some likes. We need some likes. We need to see. We'll give a shout out to Claudette Porter, who's joining us. Thank you so much, Claudette Porter. She's a true, what do you say, an Alabama fan, University of Alabama fan. Call me another day Y'all say thank you, Claudia, so much for being a good friend, sharing that with us, and truly it's awesome to have it. So truly, as we move forth on our title, United We Stand, this is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're excited about being in that position. Like I said earlier, we have six devices working. We are the internet station. No other radio station do what we do. That's why we said, Scarlett, make it do what it do.
Make it do what it do.
We're excited about that. Shout out to those listening and watching on TikTok, Tumblr Live, Instagram, Facebook, Rumpley, and Blog Talk Radio. Think about what I just called out. That's not one. That's not two. See, God has blessed us to be here. So we're going to move forward. As I was saying, as our next segment is about how to support social-emotional learning and education. We're talking about how powerful education is towards your success. It will provide you with the opportunity to be successful. But if we have a social-emotional challenge in our schools, education can't meet what it needs to meet, because we're running into these situations where in our community, in our homes, our emotional well-being are being challenged every day. And whatever happens, Scarlett can agree with you. If it happened at home, they're going to bring it to school. I don't care where it is. If it happened in the neighborhood, they're going to bring it to the school. That's just the way it goes. So that's why when we're talking about this Talking Real to You primetime is the true show that focus, talk show that focus on issues in our neighborhood block by block. So when you're block and you're in your home, you're bringing to school, you're going to affect the ability for you to gain that knowledge so you can be powerful. You're going to affect the ability for you to be empowered. You're going to affect the ability so you can, the more you know. Yeah, come on, like Francis Bacon said, we're going to quote it, and I'm going to say it again because I like it. The more you're able to control, keep that in mind. But if you're not able to get the well-being tended to at home, you're going to bring it to school. And sometimes people ask, what are you talking about, social-emotional learning? See, that's the thing. We know social is in society. Society. Emotional is within you. It's one of your well-beings that you have to work, call your emotional intelligence by learning. We want to put that together to see how we can support our young people coming to school that are dealing with the social emotional learning. They're being challenged. And the first thing we have to make sure is we have to always start our day off with our young people. And Scarlett can kind of tell you, everybody uses different kind of tactics and strategies to deal with the beginning of school meeting when students come to school. One of the things I used to do with Scarlett, I was like, because this will help their social emotional learning. I used to stand out when my bus is released and the students come in. And I stand and I speak to them, have a smile on my face every morning, no matter what I was going through and what I experienced the night before. Because I don't want them to feel like they're coming to a place where everybody's so tight and emotionally challenged. And we have to make sure, and I always share with my teachers, if you have some challenges at home that puts you in a situation where you feel like you may take it out on the children when you come to school, stay at home.
Amen.
I tell them, stay at home.
That's what I was going to jump in to say.
We got to explain everything to me. And I think this was said by when I was in principal in 2000. So you're talking about 23 years ago. And I was in administration from 1980 some up until I retired. I always would tell them, stay at home. And now they call it now a mental day. So they call it a social emotional day. So you ask, what are you talking about? We said social emotional learning. We have to prepare our students by actually presenting ourselves in a manner that they'll understand that we're not their man with anybody. Because emotion is nothing but sometimes it is anger, it's feelings, it's grief. It's the thing that, you know.
I was going to jump in on that.
Okay.
You know, and unfortunately, I'm going to take just a slightly different, another approach, because as we are retiring or have retired, those veteran teachers, those veteran coaches, as they leave the profession, leave education, unfortunately, we have some in the younger groups coming in to lead young people. Their emotions are all over the place too.
Yes, yes.
And you can't you can't lead younger people, another generation, if you don't have it together. And I mean, and I'm just putting, you know, we talk truth on the show, and that's just the truth. You know, if they take if somebody's supposed to take more pills for anxiety than what kids are taking, can you imagine? And there has been a study that has been done in this area at a university about that. You know, more pills, you know, to control themselves, you know, and putting all their business on Facebook for the young people to see. How are you going to leave someone? How are you leading? You know, and 'cause as more of those of us in education that are being drummed out because of all these new legislative policies and everything, and being told how to, you know, to run a classroom. You've been running a classroom for the last 20, 30 years. Now all of a sudden you got all these laws. You are, you know, you're full of anxiety because if you don't follow what's being written or said, you know, being threatened in some places with being locked up. What kind of stuff are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
You know, and unfortunately, the children are the ones who are being caught up in all of this. I call it just insanity. You know, we teach the masses, educators in this country, around the world, around the globe. We teach the generations. It's always been. I learned when I first started, I was assigned to the coaching staff to work with the young men and women in the play sports. I learned a lot from the coaches. That's why I have a great respect for coaches. I really do. And I talk about this in my book, and I also talk about this with my staff. You really want to know how to work with young people. You see those young men particularly, because back then, you know, women's basketball, you know, and all that kind of stuff was just, you know, getting off the scene. But if you really want to know how to work with them, you see how those young men respond. Look at this past weekend, how they revered those coaches. And even when, you know, the coaches done, you know, set them down or whatever case may be, who was the first thing they gave credit to? Their coach. Their coaching staff. There's a lot to be learned on how to work with young people just watching them and listening, because they tap into something, first of all, something that the young person wants to do, which is to play. And they know how to use that to the advantage for academics and the whole shebang. So that's why I have a great respect for that. But we're losing them here in this state. They put a show out, a report out a couple of weeks ago that we've lost a lot of veteran educators, folks who have been through know how to work with young people and have had a track record of working well with young people and making sure they graduated and making sure that some of them are the first in their families to go to school. You know, it's very emotional for me because I have a passion about this stuff, and it's just, what have we come to now? It's all, everything is political, political, political. That's the one place, your school and your home, you know, even though you have political things that you got to do and you're going to be surrounded by it all your life, but there are some things that just need to be, because it's home, it's school, it still should be revered in this country.
Exactly. Terry Scholar, you hit it on the head, and it's truly exciting to know that the years of experience and excitement and things we gain back, especially with you and shared in your book, and I do truly don't want to do this again. I did it before, and I said I want to do it again, that she's an author. She actually did talk about, and folks say go home and just not to leave something back. She put it out there in her book. And I'm so proud of her being a team member here as she talked about her life as an educator. We see it takes for granted. Things that we need to be able to give back. See, and as I talk about coaching, I tell you, for the 36.8 years, I spent at least 36.8 years coaching.
And those kids love you to death.
And I see them. It's amazing. I run across somebody this weekend. And they was talking about, I was going to Walmart with one of my former players in junior high back in the 90s. And he walked out. I didn't even recognize who he was because he had a beard. He got guys are older and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Coach, how you doing, Coach?" I said, "Son, I didn't recognize that. Coach, you don't look no different." He said, "But I do appreciate everything you did for me." He said,
"There you go."
I said, every time I see you, Coach, I'm going to tell you the same thing. And I think about it, you know how you impress them. But you take that same ability and take it into a building as a school leader. You can come from a school and not brag. Well, we was at the brink of takeover. Texas College during this time when they had this clear caution and they were going to take over schools. Come from, I took over school as a principal. We went up to the caution level in 1 year because
mm-hmm.
I saw it as the ability not to just come in here and be a real master, but to be in a position to let teachers buy in, staff buy in, students buy in, parents buy in, and teachers buy in. We're talking about creating opportunity for partnership.
Correct.
That's how help our young people with social emotional learning. They have to see you partner with others. See you as
and the one
as
thing they knew about one thing they knew about you and all the coaches I've ever been around, they knew that they genuinely cared about those young people. They really did.
Exactly.
Even when they had to jump on them. And the coaches could say things to them that no one else could, you know.
Exactly.
And they would straighten up and listen. Yeah, coach. Okay, coach. Okay, coach. You know, that kind of thing. And same thing happens to me. You know, I could be across the whatever. And I put sunglasses on trying to be incognito. And Lord have mercy. Hear my name all over the store. You know.
Yep. And see, that's the thing about it. People have to realize it's some people are just people, person, however you want to say it. And they have that glow from inside that draws people to them. All of you are that way. Sometimes we put a negative thought in our head and don't think. But we're talking about social learning. The kind of things you have to make sure you do. Make sure you start with students. On opportunities for a partnership, nurture the culture of kindness now. See, a lot of people don't understand what the definition of kindness is or what it is. See, we used to do a thing, and I feel like they do it, like they used to, called parent education. I was a director that made sure character education went on in a school district. So that was one of my jobs that I had. I knew how important it was to learn word kindness, patience. These things will help them to be successful, but also help their social emotional learning in education. And then when I'm building vocabulary words, that's what you have to do. Use kindness education. If you're struggling as an adult with doing some simple things or cooperating working with people, being friendly, you know, and in life, then you are struggling with some social emotional learning.
Yes.
So just truly remember this, and I want you to keep in mind, I keep going, Francis Bacon, what he said. He quoted, the more you know, the more you will be able to control events. And Thomas Jefferson said, what? Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is powerful.
Improve yourself. If you know you lack the ability to cooperate, which is one of the worst things in character, if you lack the ability to be agreeable, that's one of the words in character education. What? See, I'm just giving you things that you already should have experienced when you was in elementary school, in middle school. You are grown individuals now. But the point is, your social, emotional, they just put a different name to it. Now, it was always like that. They just put it together. Your social, emotional learning, or better known as your social and emotional well-being, is important to your success.
That's true.
You have to always keep that in mind. So you got to be mindful of it. Allow yourself to grow.
Allow yourself to walk it off. You know, sometimes
yes,
you just have to just walk it off. You know, and let it roll. As I remember, we say, let it roll. And what I mean, let it roll. Let it roll off your back, because you cannot carry your burden and everybody else's burdens, and you keep everything inside and you don't let it go. Some things you're gonna have to let go.
Hey, Scott, I'm laughing because my mom always used to tell us this. I don't know. And she said, no matter what happens, don't sit around and carry all this stuff. She said, let it roll off your back.
Let it roll.
Let it roll off your back. Let it roll off. Don't sit there and hold
it. Let it roll.
So your social-emotional well-being is important for your success in education. Truly, it empowers you to be the person you need to be. And tonight, we, you know, the thing about it, see, we have an opportunity to come back. We come back in 2 weeks, and we're going to continue with this agenda. The agenda is not over with. I know we're slowly working on it, but I think it's important that we take our time on this one about how we stand. So we'll come back, because, see, if we want to empower today's student, we need to have ourselves. I'm talking about the individuals that are called parents, grandparents, teachers, administrators. You have to have a mindset that we can achieve success if we do what? Come together and work together.
Mm-hmm.
As we stand.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you have that mindset, you not only empower yourself, you empower students to be successful. We want our children to be the most successful, more successful than we were, or we are. You know, we always want to be our children to be smarter than us. Like old saying, you remember this saying, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I can remember I was doing my doctoral program, and that was the one question they gave to this class, about 25 people, and told them we had to have to have a 10-page paper with citations and a full-fledged paper about this one statement.
Yeah, I bet you didn't print. You didn't print it either, did you?
You didn't print it. You had to write it. And the old saying, you said, "Are you smarter than a fifth grader?" You should be put yourself, your children, in a position to grow. And you know what's happening now? It is happening because, see, they have technology. They have a supercomputer. You had to go to the library. You had to go sit up and look at a card catalog. You had to go and do things. Now, if you didn't do it, it's okay. But as always, you went to the library. I don't care if you in the last 5, 10 years or 15 years, you went to the school library because your teacher took you to the school library. So you can learn that life is not all in a computer or technology. It's going to require you to take some time and read and comprehend on it the best you can, so you can now articulate what you learned. history is that. So when you come to thinking about education, think about your lineage, your individual before you. They are important. You ought to be able to tell a story of two generations. If you're not telling the story of two generations, because, you know, Scarlet, you know what they have? They call it what? Ancestor.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know your history, see, there's no reason for you to walk around and say you don't know about your people two generations ago. There's no reason, because you can go to Ancestor.com, or you can go to the archives at whatever state you live in the state government, they have archives. They have all the churches. They have everything. They have all the cemeteries. People don't realize that. Your ancestors.
It's there. And most of the, well, the majority of the libraries have ancestry rooms where you can go and pull up the written documents from 1800s or whatever case may be on forward, you know. So it's there.
And what Scarlett said earlier, can't nobody take it unless you don't have, you have no control of it. You know what I'm saying? The more you know, the more you can control. See, we talk about people trying to take our history, but they don't take your history if you know your history. See, the problem is it's easy to take from people who don't know. So don't sit up and say, I don't like history. I hate that.
And also, don't allow it. You know, don't allow it.
And the way you want to allow it, as we're telling you right now, is education is important.
The education is powerful.
And it's powerful. So keep that. It empowers you. So don't let anybody. See, if you're sitting around and say, oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do this. No, they're only going to do what you let them do.
That's right.
If you learn your history, you learn about you. Start with your own family. You ain't got to go look at anything else. And that way all the other areas of life or history falls in with your family. But you have to get off your rear end and go do the work. Because nobody's going to do it. If you want somebody else to do the work for you, they're going to control you through the events they want you to do. And then if you go do the work, they're going to get mad because you went and did the work. But that's all right. Hold on to them. What's good for you, not for others. It was awesome. Scarlett, we're at the end. We had to break to the end. We had to 35, and we didn't get to everything, but we're coming back next time. We got four topics. We're going to talk about next time, but we wanted to get this out because education means a lot to all of us, and especially to two educators. Means a really lot.
Two fanatic educators, very passionate educators.
Very passionate. So if you thought we were going to run and do everything else, no, we talked about education because it means a lot to both of us as well as we.
It's a foundation.
And that's what we're all about, foundation. Now go back to the start of this show right here. Start what we're doing in WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We couldn't say number one, but in 2017, we only had one show.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have, I'm going to tell you, we got a new show coming out tomorrow. So we're going to add one to it called Our Voice. That's the show coming on at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and it's going to be focusing on grassroots livelihood, the local level. We're going to go from the bottom up. That's what we're going to talk about, bottom up. We ain't talking about the top down. It ain't no trickle down.
Yeah, it ain't trickle down economics working here.
I know we're going to start from the bottom. And the topics that we talk about, we're going to start in our community and work our way out. So we're really excited about being blessed to be able to do that. And see, it's a blessing to be able to do that because God allowed us to have one more show so we can extend even further than God blessed us to be because this was his vision he gave to me. So God, so check us out at 3 o'clock tomorrow. That is Our Voice, and we're going to focus on the grassroots issues. It's a grassroots movement in public education or radio education, if you want to say that. We love it. We appreciate having the opportunity to come before you. Scarlett, last parting words before we get out of here.
Well, I just want to, you know, real happy for you and proud of what you've done because it's a model. You know, as my mother always said, you keep working until God calls you home. That
yes.
was the motto in our family. You know, you keep working. So even though
we're retired. As you can see, we haven't stopped. And somebody said, well, I said, no, I'll be working, you know, and doing things that I'm passionate and care about until, like my mom said, God calls you home. He didn't put you here to sit. He didn't put any of us here just to sit. We are supposed to work, and we're supposed to work under his divine guidance and leadership. So that's what we're trying to do. And I'm just glad that I've seen how you started with the one show, and I think, is this 4 or 5 years from me now, something like that? I don't know. I think so. Somewhere along there. And how we have how you've grown this show and this is into a network. I mean, this is just awesome. So if you want, you know, the listening audience or anybody that's inspired by this, this is a model. You just keep working. You keep improving yourself because it's something you can prove on each and every day you get up. You know, something you can do better today than you did yesterday. And that's how you do it. You put one foot in front of the other, just keep going. So thanks, Doc, for inspiration. This has been fun tonight. My voice got stronger as it went along. I guess I got the fire back in the belly.
Yes, I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much. I know you were having those challenges. You were, and I'm gonna do my best. And you know what? God bless us to be awesome. She inspired me, and I got a little excited there. Sometimes I know I had to bring it down some because I just know that when we did talk about education, I know what it means to me. And it means to me and my family and the people I'm around. I know what it is because they always be listening. And they preach. Well, what you got to say about education? What you got to say about, because I just believe that God blessed me to be here in this position. Yeah. Got to understand our purpose. And I thank the Lord for so much that I think. Sarah Scarlett Harvey Black for being a part and taking time and wanting to share. We all share with each other. And God is so good, and I thank all our listeners who typed down comments tonight. It was so good when they had their statement of how education been to them. See, that's what we know where that we're touching someone's heart. So truly, Scarlett, thank you so much. I'm going to take an opportunity to give a shout-out to some of them I didn't give a shout-out. And since we've been talking, we've had quite a few, so it's going to be quite a few names that I want to call out, over about 25 of them, but it's truly good to have a chance. We have Happy Sheik joining us. Thank you so much. We have the Assassin Ashley joining us. We have a user. When I say user, it's someone that has a lot of numbers. I'm not going to call out all those numbers. Joyce Covington. We have TB1012. Thank you so much. Jacob Solomon. Steve Green 780, Kingdom Jewel 0, another user, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron, for joining us. Then we have Lucy May. Thank you, Lucy. And she have Lucy May dot dollar sign 1007 mm. Maybe she would want me to put in her. I'm gonna make sure I write down. She want me to put in the raffle. Thank you so much. I'm gonna write it down, Lucy. That's your name. Put your name. She ain't gonna play with y'all. She ain't gonna do that right now while I'm sitting here. Everybody can say what you want. Oh, you ought to be off now. No, I ain't gonna be off. I'm gonna write this down. Because I asked everybody to do this. Lucy May said, put her down. Lucy May. And she gave us her cash app. Thank you so much, Lucy May. And we're gonna make sure we keep that in mind. All right, we had DB1229 joining us. We also had Jaylee 28-4743. We have 22 Shades of Diva. All right, now come on now. We have Rouge Q690, Natural Crafted, Iris Anderson. We have G Benzum. Thank you so much. Q dot AL, I'm going to leave that alone. Dot, love you too. Okay. All right. Pat Nicola. Benza Kajamar. We have, and you got to know some of our people are not names are not from our country, the United States. You got to understand, we're worldly now.
We're global.
There you go, Tid Bank ZV 237. Jake, thank you, Jake, for joining us. Another user, Maybach. It's Moba. Thank you so much for joining us. We have quite a few that are joining us, and I noticed the other day from South Africa, we got quite a few joining us.
Oh, wonderful. Africa,
so I wanted to make sure I don't overdo, because they always make sure they hit me up somehow. We have 00KZ $34. Okay. Absolute underscore zero. Jenny Non, another user. Sandra Hill Jones. I got to call them out because they may not come back. User. Johnny Deal with the number 8. Light One. Thank you. Sylvia Craig Lawrence joining us. Thank you so much, Sylvia. We have Stephanie Tyson joining us. We have Sandra Monique Wrong. Thank you. Claudia Hollisway 8. Salima Sapp. User Pat underscore A underscore. We have Kawaka underscore Anasi. Thank you so much. Chris Hopper 904. Thank you for joining us. We have Miranda. Thank you so much for joining us. Jake Camel. Joining us. Stephen Reed. Thank you so much. That's not our mayor. The Stephen Reed. Aiden Hall. I won't say. You never know. Denisha Dano. Joining us. We have Barbara. Barbara. Thank you so much. Those are individuals. There was about 20 of them, 25 I had to call on. So thank you so much for joining. It's been awesome being with you tonight. God has blessed us one more time. I want to tell you from my heart, truly, I love you. And I appreciate you taking all the time to be a part of this, because see, God has blessed us. But we want you to join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I got something for you tomorrow, Our Voice. And we're going to focus on the grassroots topics. And we're going to look at things for the individual and the community, how we can prosper and grow and come together. 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WBSW Radio, the internet station. Before I go, I have to kind of play also.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Lovey's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check it out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has Seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Can we shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant?
Yes, that's the place. That's the place. Mary Ruth.
Mary Ruth. And now we have LMT Star with Lawrence Service. And then we'll have one more. And that's why the Brothers of 5 Minutes and Month Turn Incorporated will be the last one. And we'll close the show out and definitely invite you. We have several other people joining, like joining us. He's saying good morning. Where he is, in the morning hour. We thank you so much, Mr. Pack. We have Swirls to Files. Thank you so much. We have Donnie Davis, 926, joining us. And then we have Matt L. making a request to be on. We're about to close it out. Then we have You Got a Friend join us. Then we have Heather. And we're just going to decline them right now. We have Raj, thank you so much. Erock Kanasha, 638, join us. So that's several other people. They're making requests, and unfortunately, we just cannot get it in because we're about to close out. We got a few minutes. We're going to make sure we pay L&T Star Wars Launchers, then the one from the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
We give a shout out to Anthony Stallworth with L&T Stallworth Lawn Service. But last but not least, as we get ready to close out, and after you hear this, I'll give you my party a shout out to everyone. Let us know how I feel, and then we're going to close it out till tomorrow. Check us out on tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new show called Our Voice. We're going to talk and represent the grassroots level in the communities. And we're going to talk about issues that we need to address in our community so we can be the best that we can be. We're not going to just talk and complain on here. We're going to do something about it. And that's what it's all about, doing something about it. To the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, this is the...
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the winning of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, which is the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Our show at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, that's dealing with working with our boys and sharing some things about helping our boys be the best impactful men. And it's partnership with those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity to be able to do that. But we also are really excited about having all the other representatives. But we have individuals joining. Thank you for joining us, and I didn't give you a shout-out. User, we got two users joining us, and all I can call is user. We also have over here free-forming ideals, said college boys. It said college boys, wild boys. You got a bunch of things on here. Thank you so much. We have several other people joining us. They're requesting to go live, and we're just about to get out of here. Thank you. Check us out tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our voice on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and I want to tell you, I love you. It's from my heart, and as we close it out, I just want you to know it truly comes from my heart that I'm saying this. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Make it do what it do.